PUCT Briefs, August 17, 2017, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. The Public Utility Commission of Texas asked ERCOT and SBP on Thursday to coordinate a joint study on Rayburn Country Electric Cooperative's proposed transfer of most of its existing SBP transmission facilities and load into ERCOT. The East Texas Co-op is an SBP member, but only about 150 megawatts and 160 miles of its transmission sit in the Eastern Interconnection. ERCOT estimates it will cost $38 million to connect the SBP load with the Texas grid. Transmission lines Berkshire Hathaway Energy. Commissioner Ken Anderson said it would be helpful if the two RTOs would give all of us SBP, ERCOT, and the Commission reasonable comfort as to what the costs, benefits, and challenges are, if any, and to do it as quickly as humanly possible. "We can do that," said Warren Lasher, ERCOT Director of System Planning. SBP was not represented at the meeting, but both RTOs are expected to report back with a study scope at the August 31 open meeting. The grid operators have already produced a similar, much larger study on Lubbock Power and Light's proposed transition of its 430 megawatts load from SBP to ERCOT. The study indicated the transition would cost them nearly $370 million. Second price formation workshop scheduled. The PUC has scheduled a second staff-led workshop for October 13 on price formation issues in the ERCOT market to pick up where the discussion left off earlier this month. Stakeholders have been invited to submit alternate proposals and additional analysis in response to a report commissioned by independent power producers NRG Energy and Calpine, which asserts a need for adjustments to the market's pricing rules. The report, Priorities for the Evolution of an Energy-Only Electricity Market Design in ERCOT, was the primary topic during the August 10 workshop. Staff on Friday filed a timeline for submitting comments, proposals, and analyses. ERCOT's independent market monitor will file a paper fleshing out its proposal to address reliability must-run issues with a local reserve product by September 15. The ISO staff will submit a second filing on real-time co-optimization and scarcity pricing by September 29. Commission staff will then present a revised request for stakeholder comment during the PUC's October 26 open meeting. The Commission agreed a second workshop would allow them to be more specific in addressing the recommendations and studies. They also plan to conduct their own workshop at a date to be determined. "We could give participants a stronger reference point of what we're working on, so their comments can be more targeted," Commissioner Brandy Marty Marquez said. "While I enjoy workshops as much as anybody, I don't want this to devolve in an endless series," Anderson said. "It would be my hope the October workshop will include any and all ideas and the reports that come in by the end of September." Tom Kleckner.